MTV Entertainment Studios. Previously on Tulsa King.
When I was 17, I wanted to be a gangster. I married this life, and now...
Tulsa.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I want you to go there. Plant the flag, get it set up.
Who runs this neighborhood?
No crew up in here, man. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Can you drive for me now?
My gangster.
You make the money, and I make sure you keep it. Do we have a deal?
Do I have a choice?
Absolutely not.
Dwight enters Bread to Buck.
Evening. What'll it be?
Well, I assume you don't have Chianti.
You assume correctly.
Hey, Black Sue. I had a good time.
Maybe I'll see you around.
I was wondering if I could buy you dinner tonight.
After this light, can we pull over and make a K-turn?
Try to put a bullet in my head. You work for me now, understand?
Why are you called Tina?
When you went away, Ma didn't have so much as a checking account.
I'm going to make it up to you.
Dwight kills Nico.
Where you been?
Getting interrogated and raided by the feds.
We partner up, you and me and Mitch.
A casino.
You really want to keep working for this asshole? You got 3 seconds to make up your mind.
Goody joins Dwight.
Smart. What are you doing here?
I'm an ATF agent.
Quiet Man Freddy, you're under arrest.
Attempted bribery of a federal agent.
What the hell is going on?
You should ask her.
Tell me this isn't happening again.
Sorry, Tina.
Out of jail.
Skull necklace, silver bull money clip, turquoise bolo tie, steer head buckle with alligator belt, $1,840 cash, gold bracelet.
Dwight looks at a burly guard.
Long night, right?
Turn around.
The guard at the desk nods toward a holding cell.
Let's go, pal. Move.
Dwight enters the cell.
Y'all motherfuckers wanna fuck with me? I'll take all of your bitch asses.
Be rained in the morning.
What the fuck we got here?
A tattooed man eyes Dwight.
A suit man.
Dwight sits.
Who the fuck are you, motherfucker? My fucking rules. Been in more fucking joints than more time than all of you pussies put together.
The tattooed man glares at someone.
Get your ass out of my seat before I beat the fuck out of you.
How you doing?
What?
A man with a bruised cheek looks at Dwight.
Did he do that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Dwight regards the tattooed man.
The fuck you looking at? You keep eyeballing me, I'll fuck you up.
Dwight slowly averts his gaze.
That doesn't scare you?
No.
He turns to the bruised man.
It's the quiet ones you gotta worry about.
You've been in prison before?
Briefly, you know. What are you in for?
Energy scam? What'd you do?
Me? I trusted the wrong person. But fuck that. What about energy scale?
How's that work? Turbines and green energy. I have a wind farm. I got $12.5 million in government subsidies.
Nice. So what'd you do with the $12.5 mil?
I gambled it away.
You gambled $12.5 million away? What'd you get?
8 years.
You'll be out in 5. When you go in the joint, within the first day, maybe even sooner, somebody's gonna say something simple, like, pass the salt. Your response should be, how about I pass the salt through your fucking eye and out the back of your skull? Because if you do pass the salt, within a week, you're gonna be wearing a dress, painting your nails red, and answering to the name bitch. You know what I mean?
The man nods.
See, everything's a test. You gotta send a message. And since Western Union's out of business, I send my own message. What?
Dwight goes to the tattooed man.
Hey.
He punches the man, knocking him out.
Fucking silence is golden.
Returning to his bench, Dwight sits beside the bruised man who gapes at him.
I can't do that.
No, of course not. You can hire somebody who can.
The burly guard looks at the tattooed man who lies on the floor.
What happened to him?
He's taking a nap.
As the burly guard walks away, the bruised man looks from Dwight to the tattooed man. Glimpses around New York City blend with views of Oklahoma. MTV Entertainment Studios presents, in association with 101 Studios, Sylvester Stallone, Martin Starr, Jay Will, Max Casella, Vincent Piazza, Tatiana Zappardino, Annabella Sciorra, Neil McDonough, Frank Grillo, Dominic Lombardozzi, Andrea Savage, with Garrett Hedlund and Dana Delaney. Casting by Wendy O'Brien, CSA. Music by Danny Bensi and Sander Urians. Edited by Joe Hoback, ACE. Production designer, John D. Kretschmer. Director of Photography, John Lindley, ASC. New York City skyscrapers give way to a windmill and a distant view of Tulsa. A title, Tulsa King. Created by Taylor Sheridan. Written by Taylor Elmore and Sylvester Stallone and Terrence Winter. Directed by Craig Zisk. Nighttime at Bread to Buck.
I knew she was no good. Ain't no way this wasn't gonna happen. Scorpion and the frog. No good deed and all that shit.
How did everyone let this happen?
Nobody tells your old man what to do.
He's right.
Well, we're gonna need a contingency plan.
First things first. He needs a lawyer.
Tina stands.
Tina, wait.
She turns to Mitch.
Look, I know how upset you are. It's just, if anybody can handle a situation like this, it's your old man.
There's nothing to handle. He's going back to jail.
We don't know that.
Tina looks at the others.
Can someone please give me a ride back to the hotel?
Sure. Ready?
Yes.
All right.
Tina and Mitch leave.
Does Dwight even have a chance?
Well, if it's federal.
She a damn ATF agent. Of course it's federal.
Fuck. The future's cooked.
What do you mean?
We blew away 8 bikers.
In a flashback, Dwight and the others shoot Black Macadam members. In the present.
You don't think the feds are gonna dig deeper into their whereabouts?
3,700 feet down an abandoned zinc mine, turning into damn dust. Grace under fire.
Goody stands and buttons his suit jacket.
All right. Here's the deal. We're gonna handle this the way it's always been handled when the boss goes away.
Well, you're calling the shots now?
I'm the only one here who took the same oath as Dwight, and you know what I'm saying.
Okay, am I not allowed to ask questions?
Hey, where do I fit into this disaster goat farm?
Relax. For all intents and purposes, we're a family. Dwight obviously is the boss. In the interim, I will fill that role. Mitch will be my number two. Or the underboss.
Oh, I ride with the man every day. So who's closer?
Fucking serious? I'm Italian.
You and Dwight have issues. The rest of you, your job is to earn. And kick up to Dwight.
Earn how?
There's opportunities everywhere. Listen for the knocks.
At the jail.
Hey, Freddy, you're up.
Finally.
Dwight and the bruised man stand.
Hey, thanks for the advice.
They look at the tattooed man, who now sits on a bench.
You'll be all right.
Harlan Thibodeau.
They shake hands.
Hey, if you ever need anything, you look me up.
Well, Harlan, you won't be hard to find.
Daytime. In a courtroom, Dwight and his lawyer stand at the defendant's table.
Mr. Manfredi, you're charged with attempted bribery of a federal agent in violation of 18 U.S. Criminal Code, Section 201. How do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
A prosecutor stands.
Your Honor, Mr. Manfredi has a lengthy criminal history and is accordingly a significant flight risk. The state hereby requests that bail be denied and the defendant remain in custody pending trial.
Mr. Henstock.
Well, Your Honor, it seems a bit excessive.
Henstock looks at a paper.
I can tell you.
Dwight stops him.
Appreciate I got this. Thank you very much. Your Honor, I'm a business owner.
Of a bar and weed store.
Which is irrelevant. I have family here, ties to the community. And as for being this flight risk, I don't even have a passport, Your Honor.
Can you post bail?
Sure. What are we talking about?
$3 million.
Oh, three. That's pretty severe, Your Honor.
Excuse me, Your Honor, may I speak?
What are you doing, Tina?
Saving your ass.
Who are you?
I'm Tina Manfredi, the defendant's daughter. If you'd be so kind as to grant bail, I can put up the bond. I own unmortgaged property.
Tina.
Quiet. If bail is set at $3 million, you'd be required to post 10% of that amount.
Yes, I understand.
The judge grabs his gavel.
So ordered.
You're doing pretty good, Tina. proud of you.
Outside.
Oh, look, it's the reception committee, huh?
Yeah, Tyson, Dwight, and Tina walk toward reporters.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. Seriously. Tina, I want to talk to you.
Later.
The reporters follow them.
Mr. McPherson.
Come on, let me get through.
Right, we charge through.
What are you doing in talking?
Tina gets in the SUV.
Excuse me, hey, give the man some space.
Are you here representing the Invidese Crime Syndicate?
Dwight glances sharply at the reporter, then gets in the car. Tyson drives them all away from the courthouse. At ATF, Hendricks talks on the phone as he walks through the bullpen.
Right. Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
He ends the call as he reaches Stacy's desk.
Hey. I'm almost done. Cross-reference firearms and explosive possession from the past 2 years.
And Freddie made bail.
Stacy looks at him.
What?
Hendricks glances down.
How?
He made bail. No details yet. I'll have the FBI keep an eye on him. Don't worry about it.
Oh, don't worry? Okay, well, transfer me. You can do that, right?
To where?
I don't know. Anywhere. Back to where I came from.
I'll do my best. But after all this shit, you'd be a tough sell, Stacy.
In New York, Chicky, Vince, Johnny, Nikki, and Jerry gather in the Invernizzi clubhouse.
I'm not saying vulnerable exactly. It's more that people sense a power vacuum.
What people?
People we should be concerned about.
Other families.
That's the word on the street.
Johnny nods.
So we need to be on a war footing.
Cool heads.
We tried that.
We're badly outnumbered, Chicky. And with Dwight defecting, our consigliere getting poached.
Poached? I left Goody's ass in Oklahoma along with the rest of the cow shit.
Oh, he's our man in Tulsa. That is our position.
I'm just saying, there's chatter about infighting. Questions about what happened to Pete.
Chicky stares at Jerry.
My father. I've heard everything from a bump in the head to some fucked up edible scenario.
All right, look. We gotta put these rumors to rest.
I say the sooner the better. I'm meeting Jimmy Muir down Clemente's Crab House.
Tell him he owes me money.
Chicky walks Jerry to the door.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? Just a little out of sorts today.
Not at all.
Chicky kisses Jerry's cheek and they hug. As Jerry leaves, Chicky sits with the others again.
Right. Perception.
What are we gonna do?
Well, we can't just go around knocking everybody off willy-nilly.
You can't hesitate either. Money dries up, allies abandon us, then what? Then we do something decisive.
You wanna go down fighting, huh?
It's either die in the street or in some fucking prison hospital.
Johnny looks at Chicky.
Your dad. God love him, he was blessed. Just drifted off in a nice warm bath.
Yeah.
Chicky stares off. In Tulsa, the strong-jawed FBI agent and a thick-browed agent tail Tyson and Dwight as they drive. In the SUV, Dwight looks at Tyson.
Hey, Tyson, how's your old man?
Good. He's his birthday coming up. The big 6-0.
6-0, wow. When I was 60, I felt like I was 200.
Shit, that's because you was in the joint.
I was in the joint. There was a... There's a really good poet named Oscar Wilde. He was in the pen, too, and he wrote these poems. And I was thinking, let me see. With midnight always in one's heart and twilight always in one's cell, we turn the crank or tear the rope, each in our separate hell. Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's talking about with midnight always in one's heart. He's depressed. Twilight in one cell, still depressed.
Okay.
Turn the crank. Christ, that's like heavy labor. Or tear the rope. I never figured this one out. A long time ago, they used to have these ropes covered in tar for the ships. And you had to pull the tar off with your bare hands. It's hard, man. It's hard, hard labor. And on top of that, you couldn't talk. No talking. Imagine you go crazy.
I would have went mad.
That's right, no. Oh, my gosh. Hey, whoa, wait a minute.
Dwight spots the agent's car.
We're being followed.
It just started.
What are you going to do? Let's go.
As soon as I get out of this damn school zone.
Tyson Mitchell, the courteous gangster.
Hey, hang on.
Tyson spins the car 180 degrees. The FBI agents pass the SUV.
Any more questions?
No, it goes lunch.
At Bread to Buck, an ad plays on a TV.
Saddling you up a Subaru? Or hog tie you a Hummer? Because at Dinah Shore's Auto Corral...
Mitch puts a wine bottle in an ice bucket while Goody and Armin play pool.
Welcome back, everyone.
We got to get the sports book up and running. Football season's right around the corner.
We should also be looking at is cigarettes. Buy truckload direct, get the fake tax stamps.
Absolutely. That's like a license to print money.
Between the child support and kicking up to Dwight, I'm gonna need a fucking license.
Well, sounds like you're sorry he made bail.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Hey, you didn't have to.
Fuck you guys.
Dwight and Tyson enter.
And he's back.
Oh!
Was there any doubt?
Not by me.
To our fearless leader, welcome home.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Salute, salute.
Salute, salute, salute.
They drink sparkling wine.
The fuck is that?
Dwight spots a muscular man.
That is what I wanted to talk about. That's my cousin. His name's Michael, but he likes to be called Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot crosses his arms.
He looks like a fucking cave bear.
That's one scary-looking tree-eating motherfucker right now.
Look, I just thought that we could use a little serious beef around here. I mean, no offense, but what we got here is looking a little frail.
Well, hold on now. No,
Tyson flexes his arms.
What's going on over here?
Yeah. Look, your growth spurt is well over sport.
At least he had a fucking growth spurt. It was my growth spurt.
Bring him over.
Michael. Just moved from Kentucky. He's looking for work. He's tough as shit, but he's very polite.
Oh, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Dwight shakes Bigfoot's hand.
How you doing, Bigfoot?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
So what's your specialty?
Psychology.
Psychology? How's that work?
I simply try to understand. People are very rude before I smash their heads.
I like that. But you know, this shit around here can get dark, very dark. Are you willing to go there?
Whatever it takes to feed the family, sir.
You're right.
Thank you. You won't be disappointed.
Good. Why don't you go to the bar and have a case of beer on me?
Don't mind if I do.
As Bigfoot goes to the bar, Dwight leans close to Mitch.
See if you can get him a shirt with sleeves.
I'll set him up.
How'd you make out in there, Skip? You get any sleep?
You can't get sleep in there. It's the noisiest place in the friggin' world. But I had a revelation. You know, we do scores. And there's no such thing as bad scores. But it's about time we up our game, you know? Let's just say someday we want to go legit. So I come across this guy in there, and he scammed the government out of $12.5 million in subsidies on wind farms. Go figure. And I thought, why not us?
You want us to go straight? No.
Straightish. Not like Al Capone, but kind of like these fucking politicians. You bend the rules. Mm. What do you think?
There's a fine line between who's a criminal and who's a businessman.
Very wise man. Cheers.
Salud.
Salud.
Salud. Salud.
At Federio Ranch, Dwight and Spencer stand beside Pilot in a stable.
Great job.
Thank you.
Muscle. What's he eating?
He really likes bananas.
Bananas?
Yeah.
Dwight pets Pilot.
So, how do you like the job?
I love it. Thank you.
Why not you saddle him up? Take him for a spin.
Because I don't have a death wish. And me and Pilot have an arrangement. I'm not going to try to ride him, and he won't ask me for money.
Good policy. New mayor just arrived.
Cool.
See ya.
See you around.
Spencer leaves.
Nice shoes.
Dwight looks at his shoes.
You've got more pairs than I do.
It's an addiction. It is.
Devereaux pets Pilot.
So, how have you been?
Good. You know, it's all good.
Really? Because you're all over the news.
Dwight rolls his eyes.
Federal indictment?
I know. Well, you can't listen to that stuff, you know. You got to think on the bright side, Margaret.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
In that case.
They walk together.
Free tomorrow night?
We have tomorrow.
A fundraiser for the local and state Red Cross is being sponsored by a client of mine, Cal Thresher.
Am I supposed to know him?
Well, you do have something in common. He first got super rich in oil, and now he's a huge player in the medical marijuana business. Richer than God.
That's rich. Are you going to this function?
I'm on the board. Think you can fill a table?
It's going to be an odd one, that's for sure. Will you join us?
Oh, sorry. I already bought one.
As Dwight rolls his eyes, she smiles.
Stop by for a drink, though.
She starts walking away.
Hey, Margaret.
Without stopping, she turns to him.
You are a ball buster.
She tosses an apple.
Look who's talking.
Dwight smiles as Devereaux walks away. Later, Tyson and Dwight drive through an industrial area. In the rearview mirror, Tyson spots a sedan following them.
No, this is insulting. They done swapped out the Tahoe for this pitiful fucking Ford Fusion? Yeah, should I lose him?
Pull over.
The FBI agents pull over behind Tyson and Dwight. As everyone gets out of the vehicles, the FBI agents grip their holstered guns.
I'm sure you guys got better things to do than follow me around, maybe catch some terrorists. So I'm going to give you my schedule.
As long as your schedule doesn't include a stop by the ATF office.
Are you saying I'm threatening her?
Well, she put you away, right?
You've been warned.
The strong-jawed agent and the thick-browed agent get back into their sedan. As Dwight watches the FBI agents drive away, Tyson opens the SUV's front passenger door for him. Dwight gets into the car. Nighttime. Stacy enters her home, turning on a lamp and setting down her keys and purse. She turns and finds Dwight seated at the dining table.
What are you doing here?
Sit down, please.
Stacy slowly sits across from Dwight, who gestures at a red wine bottle and wine glass in front of him.
I helped myself.
Are you here to kill me?
No.
I'm the only thing standing between you and prison.
I gotta say, when I heard you were afraid of me, what I might do to you, I got pretty upset.
He shakes his head.
So tell me what happened.
Okay, so if you're not here to hurt me, then why are you here?
As he regards Stacy, Dwight leans forward.
I'm here to look you in the eyes. Because that's what serious people do. When I was away, I put on this brave face, I guess you call it. But I felt really alone. And then I get out. Then you came along, and I felt something again. And you made me think different things. It was great. But I knew we would never be okay with each other because of the lives we lead.
Stacy nods somberly.
But I want you to know I have more respect for you than almost anyone I've ever met.
I don't know what to say to that. I'm sorry.
You don't have to say anything. They played you. It was not your fault. You were used.
Dwight stands and grabs his jacket off the back of a chair.
Gotta go. See you in court?
He goes to the front door.
It was nice while it lasted, Stacy.
As Dwight leaves, Stacy wears a pensive expression. Outside, Dwight gets into the SUV's front passenger seat. Tyson watches Dwight put a gun into the glove compartment. Tyson turns to Dwight.
What? So we gonna do this dance? I'm an accomplice.
Dwight regards him.
I'm not trying to be funny, because if I was provoked and some shit like that happened to me, I might be provoked, I don't know, bust a cap in the ass, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not that twisted.
I seen you shove a guy's head through a bullhorn and blast his face off.
Tyson holds two fingers a small distance apart.
A little twisted, man. You're a little twisted.
She's fine.
She fine?
Yeah, she's fine. Drive on. Let's get something to eat.
They drive away. Daytime. On a city street, Dwight's SUV sits parked across from the even higher plane. Tyson and Dwight exit the vehicle and walk to the new shop.
Man, wait till you see this new place, yo. Yo, Bodie showed the fuck out. It's got a pool table, mini bar. It's got a jukebox, recording studio. That's where I'm about to be up in there working on my music.
Opera?
Man, come on, man. Rap, bars, lyricism, poetry. Jay-Z, they look, Hove, Biggie, Pac, they all started off just like me.
I got a rap name for you, Serious ADD.
Oh, my God, man.
I'm just breaking your balls. You know, you build a better mousetrap, and people will beat a path to your door. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that.
It's not a teachable moment.
It is. Like our last joint, it was okay, it was nice. But the even higher plane... Now we're catering to people's personal needs.
Oh, personal needs. I went to a massage parlor when I was 15 years old. Catered to my personal needs, so I know all about that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's disgusting.
Oh, get out of here. Let's go check it out.
They enter the shop.
No.
Damn.
No.
Dwight takes off his sunglasses.
This is something else.
You did it. This is fire.
Glimpses show sleek products in glass cases, branded merchandise, and a recording studio. Grace grins at Dwight and Tyson from behind a counter.
You should move your bed in here.
I might just do that right there in the living room.
Look at this place.
This is crazy. They got robots.
A robotic arm moves behind a glass wall.
You don't need me.
That's incredible.
Dwight turns to Grace.
You're looking very confident. That's nice. What's going on?
I'm not just a clerk anymore. Bodhi made me a cannabis concierge.
Hey,
can I interest you in a panagar?
Jesus. Hey, zombie fingers. No, I don't think so. I gotta think straight.
Grace puts the box of cannabis cigars away.
Hey, Fred, how you doing?
Hey, boss.
Fred.
Fred sets down a chessboard.
Are you telling me people play chess when they're high? Really?
All the fucking time.
Yeah, I could barely play checkers. Anyway, Tyson, I need you to go to the tailor shop and rent some suits. Take the boys, have a good time, something tasteful for tonight.
All I know is taste.
I'm talking about good taste.
Dwight unwraps a lollipop as he goes to Bodie's office. He finds Bodie and Jimmy consulting a document.
Hey. Hey, welcome home, El Jefe.
Hail to the conquering hero. Oh, yeah, Tina put up my bond. You did a great fucking job, seriously. Jefferson Starship here. Yeah, we're ready to open. We're just going to finalize the new insurance policy.
Yeah, bigger business, bigger liability.
The cannabis lounge offers a higher level of exposure, so we could be sued if someone gets too high and then crashes their car. Really? Yeah. Hey, whatever happened to people being personally responsible for their own actions? You're telling me this guy drives home, walks down his hallway, and drowns in his toilet, and that's on us? That we're liable? Come on. Yeah, it's bullshit. A moron can just be a moron after leaving our place, and we could be liable. All right, well, get the biggest policy you can. Hey, I might have stumbled into an opportunity. Half-built wind turbines. There's a tongue twister. Sorry, how was that interesting? Because the owner is going away for stealing the subsidies. If we can get these subsidies back, that's free energy.
Which we can use to power our own hydroponic weed farm.
Dwight mimes playing a guitar.
Bam, 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 bam. Free energy.
Later.
Welcome to the Blue Dome.
Howdy. The tailor turns to the door.
How may I assist you gentlemen today?
We're looking for some new outfits for a big event.
Something classy?
Boss wanted us to blend in.
I assume this event is like Comic-Con or something?
Nice, fundraising event for charity.
It's very fancy.
And is there a particular style that you're interested in?
Classic country? Hip-hop smooth.
Hunter Thompson attending Jerry Garcia's wedding.
Just something that fits, man.
Gentlemen, when I'm done with you, you will look hotter than a three-peckered billy goat.
Later, Mitch wears a cowboy hat and a gray suit with sparkly accents. Tyson spins around in a yellow suit. Bodhi tries on a paisley print suit. Fred walks in front of a mirror and immediately turns back. In glimpses, Mitch, Tyson, Bodhi, and Fred try on different flamboyant outfits. The tailor frowns and shakes his head. Later, Mitch, Tyson, Bodhi, and Fred leave the dressing room, each wearing a different, more muted suit. The tailor points at them and nods. Nighttime. Outside Cal's mansion, Tyson, Mitch, Fred, and Bodhi smoke and drink beside a van.
Now, this shit a vibe. I
are we gonna head in or what?
I ain't going into that place without the boss man.
Besides, aren't we fashionable enough to be late?
Yeah, I know that, but you're gonna run out of prime rib.
Well, how you know it's prime rib?
Trust me, man. There's prime rib in there.
Boy, it always wants some food.
Armin's SUV bumps a parked car.
Ooh. Damn!
Well, that's a hell of an entrance.
Armin gets out of his SUV.
Fuck is this? Fucking tailgate party.
Yeah, what of it?
It's a fundraiser, Zeppo, not some skeevy hacky sack campground.
Hey, sir.
A valet arrives.
I can't be on the hook for this scratch.
Scratch.
Armin looks at the bumper.
Come on, you can't even fucking see it.
Dwight and Bigfoot arrive.
What, you got a little nick there?
No, nothing.
No big deal.
No, this guy.
Yeah, you got a son.
Dwight gives the valet money.
Those people in there, they're going to have a few drinks in a couple of hours. They won't notice anything. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, take care.
The valet leaves.
Look at this group of distinguished gentlemen. My God, let me take a gander. Very nice. What is that thing, a bread box?
They look at the van.
What's that, a 66?
What, they had car and driver in the joint?
All right, guys, you need to be on good behavior. There's a lot of high-level people with high-level money, especially this guy named Thresher.
Who the fuck is Thresher?
He's who we want to be. He runs the oil business, and he's the largest weed distributor in Oklahoma. That's one guy we want to be friends with, okay?
Sir.
All right, guys, let's go impress.
The group follows Dwight as he strides up the long driveway. Inside, guests in elegant attire mingle in a large foyer. Dwight and the others look around as they enter.
Nice. I don't know where our table is. Look.
Armand walks past Dwight.
I'll go look around. You guys mingle. Embarrass yourself. I'll catch up with you later.
We'll go find a fool somewhere around.
Should we get a drink?
It's either that or stand here looking stupid.
How's my hair?
Better than it was.
Armin takes a champagne flute off a server's tray.
Come on.
He turns to Dwight.
Yeah, what is it?
Are you drunk?
I had a few earlier. What's the big deal?
Big deal is you represent me.
Right, Eddie. It's been a rough day.
It could get rougher.
Jesus, will you give me a fucking break, Dwight, and stop busting my balls, please?
What?
Look, I'm having problems with the fucking family, okay? My wife left and took the kids. Now I'm stuck trying to sell the house. Not to mention the back child support I owe, plus all the other shit. Jesus Christ. And on top of that, you and your fucking debt, you're killing me.
You should go. Bigfoot, why don't you show him the door?
You know where the fucking door is.
At a cocktail buffet, Tyson speaks with a server.
So.
He picks up a small roasted bird.
What's that called?
Pigeon on a stick.
Like a regular pigeon that you see? Around?
I guess so.
Tyson sets down the pigeon on a stick.
Right, okay, so
what's this brown stuff?
Broad cicada. It's like a grasshopper. Would you like to try some?
Oh, no, thank you. I had a real late lunch.
Dwight finds Devereaux and a man.
Hey there. Nice party. Oh, look at you. You know, you got the kind of hair the poets write about.
It's a first.
Hey.
Dwight, this is Kel Thresher, the host of our evening.
Oh, how you doing?
They shake hands.
Margaret told me you might drop by. She told me too much about you.
Kel, stop. It wasn't... No. It was just enough.
That's nice.
So you're the man who's going to put me out of business.
Who said that? Kel, no, he has a very odd sense of humor.
Like I said, Margaret told me a lot about you.
Well, that puts me at a disadvantage.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to leave you two men to yourselves.
Devereaux walks away.
Nice lady.
Kel sips his drink.
So, I hear you're in the weed business.
Yeah, we're thinking about expanding. This hydroponics, getting into that a little bit.
Crowded marketplace.
You know, the competition's healthy.
Well, depends who you're competing with. If it's the wrong person, well, that could be a very uphill battle, Mr. Manfredi.
You know my name.
Oh, I know everything about everything around here.
I don't want to sound out of line, but if I were you, I'd stay in my own lane, whichever one that is.
I just got here.
What does that mean?
Is there a problem?
There wasn't. Until there was.
My turn. What's that supposed to mean?
I know where you come from.
Kel steps closer to Dwight.
You're here to take advantage, right? Isn't that what you people do?
You people?
You come up here pretending you're somebody, all attitude, all that. Tough guy, shit. But out here, people get swallowed up by people that have real push.
Glaring at Kel, Dwight steps closer to him.
By the way you're looking at me, am I supposed to feel threatened?
Dwight holds his gaze.
You should.
As he backs away, Dwight turns to Bigfoot.
Let's get out of here.
Kel stares off thoughtfully. Devereaux walks with Dwight.
You're leaving?
Yeah, but thanks for the invitation.
Why? What happened?
Dwight turns to her.
I just forgot I got a lot of things to do.
Okay.
As Dwight leaves, Devereaux smiles, then walks into the next room. At Brett to Buck, Goody stands beside a blackjack table. He answers a call from Jerry.
Hang on, these slots make a fucking racket.
Life's tough these days, huh?
Tricky. Where's Jerry?
He's here, I'm just borrowing his phone.
Goody furrows his brow.
How come?
Because I wanted to talk to you. Jerry feels, in light of you being a disloyal piece of shit, that there's a perception going around about my leadership.
But that's on you, Chicky. You made your decision.
Yeah, I did. But in case you have any doubts, I'm calling to let you know. You shouldn't.
What are you talking about?
Say hi to Jerry.
Blood covers Jerry's face.
Goody! Now say goodbye.
Chicky shoots Jerry in the head. Daytime. Reporters wait outside Dwight's hotel. Tyson leads Dwight through the crowd to the SUV.
Is it true you moved your mafia family to Tulsa?
What's the reason you tried to bribe an ATF agent?
Mr. Manfredi, a statement. Why you bring your family
to Tulsa? What actually happened?
Now, this is the bribery charges.
Tyson and Dwight get into the vehicle. In the car, Tyson hands Dwight a newspaper. The front page headline reads, "The mob comes to Tulsa."
Time to find a new hotel.
Shaking his head, Tyson starts the SUV. In a glimpse, a red sign on a bridge reads, "Kansas City Live." At a ranch, a dark-haired man in a black cowboy hat rides a horse in a paddock. The horse gallops across the enclosure, turning around a barrel. As a ranch hand approaches, the dark-haired man slows the horse to a stop, then dismounts. The ranch hand leads the horse away while the dark-haired man takes out his phone. He answers a call.
Yeah.
Mr. Bevilacqua, it's Cal Thresher. Giving you a little heads up about one of your brethren. A New Yorker named Dwight Manfredi.
Yeah, I heard of him. Him from Izzy family. They call him the General. What about him?
Well, I heard once he got out of prison, he was chased out of New York.
So what?
So, he went west. He set up shop here in Tulsa.
Set up shop? What's that mean?
At Bread to Buck.
He owns a bar, casino, and I hear he's heavy into the marijuana business.
Man, Freddy's doing all this here?
Dwight sips a drink.
I thought this was your territory. Why don't you get a copy of today's Tulsa Star? Check it out. It's not good.
Bevilacqua looks thoughtful as he ends the call. Dwight smokes a cigar and exhales a large puff of white smoke. Sitting alone at a blackjack table, he wears a pensive expression. Cut to black. Credits appear.
I've got a 45, my finger on the band. I'm a hard-working man who's at his wit's end.
Logos. 101 Studios. Bosque Ranch Productions. Cold Front Productions. Balboa Productions. MTV Entertainment Studios Paramount.